Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Follow us all on Instagram. I learned some new tricks last week. I don't know if you follow me already. You know, I did my first stories ever, apparently.
Oh, so you're saying you finally figured this thing out?
I don't know if I figured it
out.
You have, yeah. I'm watching your stories. They're great.
Well, you starred in Bryn spent the whole day at my house yesterday. They're trying to figure that studio out.
Yeah.
How's that going?
Great. I mean, it's actually complex.
It devolves.
It's very complex.
But you can follow us all on Instagram. Alice at 973 follows all of us, so find all of our handles on there. Clarky Clark.
I'm telling
Ben Hassan,
you. Brittany Boy. In my delirium when I was out sick, I was like, clearly me and Clarky are on two different paths as she builds a podcast network to take over the world.
Be part of my evil plan, Vinny.
And my two daughters are undoing me completely.
Well, let's get a podcast for them.
Oh, man. I got to put them to work somehow.
Somehow.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Radio.com. That's right. That's
Radio.
Where you get them.
That's right. That's where you find the Slappy Studios podcasts. Ding, ding, shame!
Radio.com is an app. You get the app, then you listen to stuff anywhere you want to go.
That's right. New episode of the Johnny Mosley podcast up there today.
How was that show?
So good.
Oh, my God. I can't wait to hear it.
Oh, you know, the stars on that show today is AP team.
Our AP team. That's right. Brandon and DeJesus are on it.
DeJesus?
Oh, Vinny, you've missed so much. Nicole's new name is just DeJesus.
You were out for that.
Yeah, now we call her DeJesus.
Yeah.
Why?
Because that's her last name, but that was my nickname in high school.
DeJesus.
DeJesus. It's DeJesus.
Uh-huh.
And I guess everyone called her DeJesus.
So did you get that from a coach?
I don't know where she got it from exactly, but she's got it from us now.
Her, yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
DeJesus.
So we just picked it up,
so
too. I think it's
horrible.
Right. It seems back when we were kids, and I don't know that coaches can do this anymore because, you know, times have changed considerably.
Name calling. It's out. It's
but
too close to bullying.
They'd always grab onto some
mispronunciation. Hey, chicken legs, let's go.
That?
Sure.
And DeBobian used to go, hey, has none. And I'd be like, what the hell? How did has none?
Mm.
You know, instead of Hassan.
Yeah, yeah.
Sorry.
Well, I got Clarky from...
What?
From,
that's clever.
From
no,
DiNardo.
That's not clever.
It's funny.
Sure it is. Hasnon is hilarious. It's Vinny Hasnon. I'm going to use it now. Thanks for telling me.
Oh, super.
After all these years, I got a new nickname for him. Besides Dork Johnson.
Oh, you got it right, and that just didn't sit well
no,
with you,
it didn't.
Huh?
I had to get it wrong again.
Anyway, where was I? I hadn't even started yet. Right, radio.com. Get that app. Okay.
It's free.
And it'll allow you to bring stuff anywhere you want to go.
Yeah. Anywhere.
So one of the things I wanted to mention, and I saw this in the USA Today, you know, there's a little article. It says the five things you need to know.
Oh.
And one of them is, today is Read Across America. Now, I don't know what that means in terms of, you know, how it's celebrated. They say here, communities nationwide will recognize Read Across America Day today. They've tied it to the birthday of Theodore Seuss Geisel?
Sure. Dr. Seuss.
Dr. Seuss. Anyway, it was launched in 1998 by the National Education Association. It's the nation's largest celebration of reading and focuses on motivating children and teens to read. I would like to take this opportunity to just mention reading because I love it.
I don't know what my life would be without it. My son and I had an hour-long conversation about reading over the past weekend. Just like, you know, you start by talking about some book that you're reading, and then the kid's all, you know, asking questions. He starts telling you about his book. I mean, to me, it's an escape from the real world. You get a better vocabulary. You learn things about the world and how other people, you become more empathetic.
Would you say...
I could give up TV before I could give up reading.
That wasn't going to be the question.
I could give up my smartphone before I could give up reading.
That wasn't going to be the question either.
I could give up sex? Yes.
No, I would never have led you down that path in a million years.
You give up sex for anything, though, it seems.
That's true.
Yeah,
really,
that's not right. Know. It's wrong.
I give up sex for ice skating. I just, you know, I would never want to not be able to ice skate again.
The hell?
Poor John.
Poor John. Poor Listen. All husbands. This is what happens.
I'm a good girl.
All right, you say. Anyway, the question was going to be, and I just don't know how to ask it. I guess I'll just state it. I think it's one of the biggest contributing factors to my success in radio is reading. Mm. Just loving reading.
Well, listen, there's a lot of reading required. There's a lot of reading I don't enjoy that I have to do for this show.
Right, but like, you already said it. Vocabulary,
constantly.
Expansion. Sure. There's just, you know, it's important.
Mm-hmm.
And I love it. And I just wanted to mention that because if you are this kid, for example, I'll do a story here. To start us off, but the idea that somehow you'd be picked on for being into reading,
it's bad.
That makes no sense.
Well, somebody who isn't a good reader is just jealous, and that's why they're picking on you.
There's a 13-year-old kid in England named Cullum Manning.
Cullum.
He recently started reviewing his favorite books on Instagram, and he's been getting bullied because of it.
Kids suck.
He started about a week ago. Each post is a photo of a book with a quick one-liner on whether he liked it or not. So for the first Lord of the Rings book, he wrote, "Good book. Read it if you like Game of Thrones."
Uh-huh. It is. It's the epic fantasy that we all
come back to. Some kids at school ganged up on him and started trolling him. So his older sister asked some friends to follow his account and just encourage him to keep it going.
Mm.
Less than a week later, he has more followers than his bullies will ever have.
Oh,
his
good.
Sister was hoping he'd get 20 friends or so to follow. You know, she'd
yeah,
get...
of course.
But it blew up online, and last checked, he has over 215,000 followers
for his
little 13-year-old boy book reviews.
Take that, you bunch of dicks.
I love it.
I do, too.
It's the best.
Well, and
story.
It's funny because anybody who loves reading is like, oh, my God, a 13-year-old who's into reading and loves it. And he's getting bullied because we all felt like, you know, nobody wants to get bullied for anything. It's like, well, if they're going to bully him, they can bully me, too. I'm constantly talking about books and, you know, what I like and don't like. I don't want to get bullied. I'm going to follow that kid.
Some big names have reached out to him, too. Caroline Kepnes. How do you say that? Say it.
Kepnes, I think. Kepnes? Is that the Hunger Games lady?
No, that is the lady who wrote You.
Oh, I did read that. You is great. Dark. Dark. No, I don't know if that's for 13-year-olds. That is a dark effing book.
After he reviewed the original book, she reached out to his sister on Twitter and sent him a text, which he says was really cool. So if you want to follow him, you can find him on Instagram. Just search for Cal's Book Account.
Cal's Book Account?
Cal's Book Account.
I'm gonna follow him right now.
But I thought that's an example of, thank goodness people stepped up,
supported
him, and encouraged him, even if it's like...
There it is. Cal's Book Account.
Can you imagine if jerks were able to like destroy his love of reading in general?
Ugh.
You know?
Oh, wow, this kid's read a lot of good books. There's the other Caroline Kepnes, Hidden Bodies.
Oh, he's reviewed all that stuff?
Yeah, Stephen King, The Shining, Stephen King, It, all the Harry Potters, The Book Thief. The Book Thief is such a good book. What do you say about that? So I need to read this. So, yeah, he hasn't read it yet.
Well,
just put up a picture of it.
Whatever.
Yeah, you do need to read it, kid. I've never cried harder at a book than that book.
What do you want that for?
Well, listen, it's Tears of Joy. Give you that much, right? Well, you know what? I don't want to blow anything. Oh, the Twilight books. Let's see what he thinks about those.
What's his handle again? His handle?
Cal's book, Cal's_book_account. Here's what he says about the Twilight books. This may be an unpopular opinion. These are great books. I agree, Cal. I love those books.
There's Read Across America Day today. Just thought I would mention that.
I like
that.
It.
Let's start with that. Also, tomorrow is Super Tuesday.
Yeah.
We vote.
Yeah, we do.
Now, the interesting thing that I just heard, I think it was Mayor Willie Brown talking, had told someone at KCBS, our sister station.
Damn.
But he was saying, if you voted too early, there are people who've now dropped out of the race and your vote isn't going to count.
Right.
Which is a real bummer, and I hadn't even thought of that. But
Buttigieg just dropped out and Steyer just dropped out.
And Biden had a huge showing in South Carolina.
He did.
Like, he's back, baby.
Yay.
Or so he thinks. Mm. We'll see what the people in California and elsewhere.
Yep.
Texas.
Sure. There's a lot of big states. And I think today's 13 or 14 states all turn do their thing tomorrow.
Yeah.
A bunch of us tomorrow.
It's Super Tuesday. It's a big deal. So that's tomorrow, everyone. So hopefully you haven't mailed in for Steyer or Buttigieg or any others that have dropped out.
My kid mailed his in, but I haven't done mine yet. I'm going to do it today, I guess.
I haven't. I've been in outer space.
You have been away.
I'm just coming in.
Yeah.
For a landing.
Today's the day you got to get all your ass back together, you know? It's hard.
Yeah.
Pick up all the pieces from last week.
Well, we've been
organized.
Luckily, one of the things I did as I was starting to feel a little better is we started cleaning up the house and getting everyone's things put back where they're supposed to be. We had a kitchen remodel.
Quite a disruption.
But it turned out great.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I think the pics are up.
On RadioAlice.com.
On RadioAlice.com. All Natural Stone redid my kitchen and the countertop.
Shame.
And the tile came out unbelievable.
It's really beautiful.
And this is one of those things.
I want to see it with all the junk all over it.
Maybe you can relate to this. The missus goes, don't you just feel happier in this room now?
Mm.
And I'm like, yeah. You know, yes, it looks incredible. I absolutely believe that. She's like, I come down and my mood is 50% better now that the room is bright and shiny and it doesn't feel like a cave anymore.
Right.
And I was like, huh, all right. I mean, it's that
happy
big
wife,
of a,
happy life, baby.
It was that big of a deal to her, though, to have that difference. So.
Well, you know, she's one of those people that loves thinking about what she can do to things. And, you know, she loves to have her little, you know, vignettes, her little art things everywhere. And she didn't. I remember when you guys bought that place, you didn't like the kitchen.
Right.
Like, so. Great house, like the layout, it's all good, carpet's got to go, at some point we'll do the kitchen.
Right. Well, it's been done. Mm. So if you want to see it, go to RadioAlice.com.
It is a good feeling. It's so nice when it's over. You can move into it and stop thinking about it constantly.
Well, we're pretty much put back together, so things are all good.
I want your mom to come and make some gravy, some mananana.
Trip out on this, though.
Get it all over the counter.
So my mom is actually scheduled to come this Friday.
Yeah.
And for the first time, she's like, I'm just going to get someone to watch my dog for 2 days and I'm going to fly out. And I'm like, okay.
Oh.
And now the coronavirus stuff is so everywhere.
You don't want her to fly.
Well, I'm not saying I don't want her to fly. I want her to fly if she can fly without picking up coronavirus and walking it in my front
door.
Well,
listen, either she picks it up or you pick it up. You fly down there and drive back in her car, or she flies up here and flies back.
So what do we do?
You let her fly up and y'all wear masks.
All right.
You just drive both ways. Just drive down.
Yeah, tell her to drive.
Holy
moly,
you
drive all the way down,
dude.
You pick her up, you drive all the way back. That'll be fun, Vin.
When I went to the urgent care on Thursday, they're all coronavirused out too, by the way. So although the actual number of people in California with coronavirus are numbered
Single digits.
Yeah.
Or, well, maybe a little more than that, right? Because they stopped all those people at Travis to quarantine them.
Whatever. The bottom line is it's like 10 or less.
But we heard that. So there's one person in the hospital, like in Sacramento.
Right.
And there's someone in San Rafael, too.
Oh.
Yeah. They're saying there's been.
So it's out
here.
There. But the idea that it's in the news the way it is. makes everyone freak out.
Well, we're all, obviously, I mean, the markets have tumbled. It's, oh, God.
Dude, talk about markets tumbling. Have you looked at your 401k?
I mistakenly did look.
A portion of my 401k just got up and split.
Mm.
Like, I was at a certain number, feeling pretty darn good about it.
Yeah, well,
just
maybe
off.
You'll get back there. So it just took off. Look, it was unrealized gains anyway. Don't worry about it.
Let me ask you a question.
Don't look at it. I'm ready for a question.
What's the dumbest thing you thought of, you thought, as a kid? So, like, I'll give you two examples. One, and then you can take over. I want to hear what you have to say. One.
These are things you believed as a child that turned out to not be.
My mom told me, because I couldn't keep my zipper up as a little boy, that birds eat little boys' penises, and you need to keep your zipper zipped up, or they're going to fly in there and
get your worm
and eat your worm. And so I really did think that that was a real thing, that birds ate little boys' penises. This is one I came up with myself.
Oh, this should be good.
And this is embarrassing because it sort of plays on all of the weird stereotypes that you know from your adolescence into puberty, I guess, is I had learned that my man area did something other than just go number one, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, so you're like, what, 11, 10, 11,
10, 12? 11, something like that.
You did have hair early.
Yeah. So for some reason, and I'd heard all of this stuff about gay and the F word epithet and all of these things about this thing that you might be, you know what I mean? And of course, I didn't know what any of that meant. I thought if you were with yourself and you looked at, I had these posters on the wall, and like one
like
was
surfers.
Well, and Gene Simmons was one of them who was always watching me when I did this.
Yeah.
And I swear to you, I thought, well, and I took him down because I thought that.
Oh, no, he's going to turn me gay.
I thought you'd go that way if you finished while a man was looking at you.
Huh. Yeah. Turns out that was wrong.
Well, but I ended up taking all my posters down because it felt like everybody was watching me.
Is that when you put up like the Farrah Fawcett and Cheryl Teagues?
I didn't really have those, but isn't that unbelievable? So what's the dumbest thing you thought as a kid?
The only thing I can really think of that, you know, when I was really little, I thought that babies came out of your thigh, like your outer thigh, that once you, when a lady was
like
pregnant.
Like your hip?
Yeah, like but below that, your thigh. They would have to cut your thigh open and take the baby out that way. And I really thought that was, so when, you know, this kid Keith Iritsky down the street was trying to explain to me how everything worked.
Keith Iritsky is
Vicky's big brother.
You're learning about
the
birds and the
telling
bees.
Telling me all about the birds and the bees from this kid. I'm like, no, that's not how it happens. No. It comes out your thigh. You cut your thigh open, pull the baby out that way.
All right. Yeah.
So what's the story about?
The dumb things that I used to believe night is brought, that if you drink while peeing, you'll keep peeing until you stop drinking. These are just things that kids think.
Like that it runs right through you.
I guess.
Hmm.
I was under the impression that there were tiny rats that lived inside my stomach, and when they ran in their wheels for exercise, it would make me need to go to the bathroom.
Oh.
Wow, elaborate.
That is.
Grandparents were assigned to families. Like, I didn't know my grandma was my dad's mom.
Oh, you just get some. Here's some old people.
Some old people.
They help out here and there.
I don't know.
Okay. they were just assigned to families. I get my family today, you guys. This is very exciting. Now that I'm in my 50s, sign me a family. Hurry up about it.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. Paulina Poros... Is it Poroskova?
Mm-hmm.
Paulina was 19 and Ocasek was 40.
Oh, isn't that just
when
the perfect age difference?
Cast as the starlet in his video.
You might think, I think, right?
And he, from that point...
Yeah, then he was all up in her business.
Uh-huh.
Two kids.
Paulina was on CBS this morning, Sunday morning, yesterday. And in her interview, she stated She was a 19-year-old model fresh from Czechoslovakia with limited English when Rick swept her off her feet. She was 19 and he was 40.
Yikes.
She said she found comfort in that age gap.
Oh.
Well. That's what I, like I said.
To be your father figure.
Right.
Yeah, that's, you know, though, they were together a long time. And so the story was, I think it's in the news today, because she's like, yeah, I'm going to sue for my portion.
She should get her portion.
I completely concur. And I think most people will think that. He's just mad. Butt sore because, you know, I don't even know why.
You know what?
Because they were getting a divorce.
There's being mad, and then there's calling your lawyer and actually writing paperwork up. That's something entirely different. That's pretty bitter.
Meanwhile, this person's still bringing you your meals, still lives with you in your house, raising your children.
You've done this behind her back.
Yeah.
Cut her out without her even realizing it? Yeah.
The line was, well, I don't know if she realized it or not, but basically
she must
said,
not
even
have.
Even if we're not divorced by the time I die, she gets nothing because she abandoned me.
Yikes.
I know, baby. I love him, though.
925 says, did Connie get the flu shot this year? I did get the flu shot this year, and I just got over or am getting over the flu. Yeah. Type A flu. Like, exactly what the shot should have kept me from getting, and it didn't even minimize the effects of it.
No, you got knocked out.
So, I don't know what to say about that, other than sometimes I guess it doesn't work.
Right. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't work.
It's worth a try, though, and I will get it again next year, because it is no good.
Oh, look, coronavirus coming up next.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.